Welcome back to Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. Sorry about the little break between stories here, but I've come back with an extra long story that I hope makes up for the little break. If you have any ideas for stories, I'm open to hear them. Use the link in the episode description to join the Discord server, and we have a chat there to do with story ideas. If you have a story that you would like me to put onto the podcast, if you are a fellow erotic author, then get in touch. I'm happy to work with you at getting your story out there to the listeners. Also in the Discord server is your chance to get and give some recommendations on other erotic fiction that you've enjoyed that you think others might like to hear or read. This week's story is entitled Hitchhiker Surprise. Caniva Services, 1. A green sign caught Ben's eye as the rain lashed his windscreen. The Western Highway to Adelaide was a long drive, but unlike the Hume Highway to Sydney, they hadn't bypassed every small town on the route. It made breaking up the 8-hour drive a little more interesting. Ben spent a lot of time on the road. 40 years ago, he would have been what they called a travelling salesman, but these days he was a customer service representative and did most of his interstate dealings online. He only visited each capital city once or twice a year to maintain a connection, as the higher-ups called it. Sydney and Adelaide were the only two that he drove to. He didn't mind the drive, and it meant he had his car with him to visit the sites the company had around each city. The added bonus was the tax claim he could make against his car each year. 15 years of those tax savings had been very handy. He saw the sign for the roadhouse on the edge of Caniva and pulled in. The tank was still a quarter full, but getting through to the next town might be pushing it, and he preferred giving his dollars to this locally run roadhouse over the conglomerate-owned fuel stop that came later down the highway. It was about halfway, a good chance to take a break and stretch his legs. He checked the time, seeing that he was running a little behind schedule with an ETA of 9 p.m. A little later than he wanted, but he'd make it work. Ben pulled up to the pump and filled the tank. He made the quick dash from the pumps to the building. The idea of driving the rest of the way in wet clothes wasn't enticing. After grabbing some snacks and a drink for the rest of the drive, he paid and returned to his car. He tossed his new supplies on the passenger seat and sat down, thinking for a moment. He wondered if there was a need for a bathroom stop now, or whether it could wait. Better now than stopping again later, he thought. He shifted his car to the car park near the end of the building where the bathrooms were. He got out and strode quickly under the building's veranda before rounding the corner to find the toilet door. As he walked, Ben glanced at the young guy sitting down against the wall by the gas bottle cages. The guy was alone, clearly wet from the rain, with a backpack beside him. He was slim, but not too skinny. His jeans, wet as they were, looked new. His backpack looked pretty new as well, and full. This kid wasn't a drifter or a local homeless youth. "You okay, mate?" Ben asked. The younger man lifted a headphone off one ear as Ben approached. "Huh?" "I asked if you were okay. You waiting for someone inside, or..." Ben couldn't think of any possibilities. "Oh, nah, I... The boy looked around sheepishly. "My bus stopped here and they kinda then, left without me." He shrugged. "Left without you? That's rough. You're telling me." Ben thought for a moment, realizing there was potential to do a good deed here. Picking up strangers was always risky, but this kid looked nice enough and seemed harmless. Why not? He thought. "West or east?" Ben asked. "Huh?" He could do with some manners. "Are you heading west to Adelaide or east to Melbourne?" Ben rephrased the question. "Oh, west, Adelaide." "Need a ride?" A smile broke out across the kid's face. A genuine smile. One that assured Ben this wasn't a psycho he had just invited into his car for the next 360 kilometres. "Really? Oh man, that would be so good. I was just wondering how I was going to get there. The next bus isn't till tomorrow, and the guy in the roadhouse said they don't always sell tickets to guys who just jump on here." The boy stood up and Ben realized how tall he really was. Thanks so much, sir. Some manners appearing. Interesting. No worries. I'm Ben. He offered his hand. Kai. Ben noted the firm grip of the younger man's handshake. I'm just around here, Kai. Are they your only clothes, though? You're just about soaked through. Ben looked the boy up and down. Oh, damn. Nah, I got some in here. He lifted his backpack. I'll get changed so your car isn't wet, eh?
Good idea.
Bathroom's this way. I was just heading there myself. Sweet. Kai walked ahead of Ben, rummaging through his backpack as they walked. They entered the bathroom and Ben stepped up to the urinal. Kai stepped to the side and pulled a pair of chinos and a hoodie from his bag. Without hesitation and without heading into a stall, Kai shucked his clothes, stripping down to his boxer briefs in the middle of the bathrooms. Ben couldn't help but glance at the young man, now nearly naked in the room with him. His baggy clothes had hidden a surprisingly toned body. What had looked like a wet, skinny kid now appeared as an athletic young man. Ben dragged his eyes over the smooth torso as Kai's attention was fixed on sliding his chinos up his legs. It wasn't until Kai slipped his hoodie over his bare body that Ben realized he had finished his business and was now just standing with his dick in his hand. He shook himself back to attention and slipped himself away before walking to the basins to wash his hands.
Ready when you are, sir.
Kai smiled as Ben dried his hands. All right, let's get on the road. A couple of minutes later, Ben pulled the wagon back out onto the Western Highway and sped up on the quiet road. As the car made its way up to the 100 km/h speed limit, both men sat in silence, with Ben's connected phone quietly playing music through the car's speakers. It had been a long time since Ben had had a stranger in his car, and he wasn't particularly good at small talk.
So, what are you heading to Adelaide for, sir?
Kai asked, breaking the silence. You really don't have to call me sir, Kai.
Okay, Ben.
I'm headed over for work. My company sends me around a couple of times a year. The guys fell silent again. A couple of minutes passed before Ben realized he should probably ask the same question.
What about you, Kai? What's in Adelaide?
My girlfriend.
Long distance, eh?
Yeah. I started dating in high school. She moved over there for a specific uni course. It's our first semester apart, and I have a week off from work, so I thought I'd go and visit, make sure she isn't cheating on me.
Ben joined Kai's laughter, the joke lightening the mood. Not that it was tense between them, but they were strangers who knew they were spending a good few hours stuck together in the car.
That's probably a good idea, mate. The long distance thing can be hard.
Kai stretched in his seat, and Ben found himself glancing away from the road to watch the young, tall boy's body stretch out beside him.
You ever done it?
Kai asked as he settled back and Ben tore his eyes away.
I'm not saying you're old, but I'm guessing you're more experienced than me.
You could say that,
Ben smiled. I'm not really a relationship guy, so no, never a long-distance thing for me.
Ah, I get it. You're traveling a lot,
Kai paused, thinking.
What's that saying?
A girl for every stop? Ben laughed, the noise bursting from him a little louder than expected.
It's a girl in every port, and...
Oh, shit, that's probably a bit personal, seeing as we just met, eh?
Kai rubbed his hands on his chinos.
Well, I wouldn't normally discuss my sex life with a stranger,
Ben replied, hoping that his tone would indicate to Kai that in this case he didn't mind. Even though Kai was straight, or at least in a straight relationship, and nothing more could happen, Ben wouldn't mind getting a little more personal with the young, athletic guy he was sharing his time with.
Yeah, that's fair enough, bro. Guess I'm used to how it is with my buddies and I. We're kind of open about this shit.
Kai shrugged. The guys fell silent again. Ben wasn't sure how to approach the next small talk topic after the conversation had turned to personal matters so quickly. He sensed that Kai was remaining quiet after thinking he had taken the conversation too far. The rain continued to fall, somehow heavier than it was before. The wagon's wipers seemed to be working in overdrive, but were having only just enough effect that Ben felt safe on the road. He realized he was driving just under the speed limit now, and he probably was before, hence his running behind schedule.
He checked the GPS and saw that he was now estimated to arrive closer to 9:30. Not ideal. It's really coming down now, eh? Kai restarted with a safer topic of conversation.
Yeah. If I'd known this was the forecast, I would have left home a bit earlier.
If you had, I might have been sleeping in the roadhouse tonight.
Kai rubbed his hands on his pants again, this time trailing them to adjust himself before his hands fell between his legs.
Hey, sorry about before. I didn't mean to get into your sex life. Kind of meant it as a joke.
Don't stress. Just didn't expect it, that's all.
Ben thought for a moment before deciding to take the chance.
Besides, you weren't far wrong, actually.
Kai sat up in his seat, and Ben saw the smile spread across his face from the corner of his eye. The travelling salesman stud, eh?
Something like that.
Kai laughed, and again, Ben found himself joining in. Nice one. So, you got someone waiting in Adelaide, then?
Hopefully. Not quite as guaranteed as you are, probably, after months apart from your girl.
Fuck, I hope so. The thing is... Kai paused again, adjusting himself and rubbing his legs once more on his chinos. Can I be honest, Ben?
Sure, why not? We've come this far, eh?
We only started doing it just before she left. Did it like 4 times, and then off she went.
Ben couldn't help but laugh. Mate, I'm sorry, that's rough. I know what it's like to have your first, and then a big break after.
Yeah?
Kai's tone implied he was after more information. Ben had to make a quick decision about how much he was going to share. Yeah. I lost it at 16, but then, let's just say, they weren't ready for more. So it was back into the celibacy for me.
Ben suddenly felt nervous. He didn't mind the topic of conversation, of course, and it seemed to be flowing now. But he wasn't sure if he was ready to reveal his sexuality to Kai. Young straight guys didn't always react so well when the older guy sprung that bit of info on them, especially after opening up this topic of conversation.
Rough. You're making up for it now, I bet, though.
Doing my best, mate, that's for sure.
My best is just my right hand. Kai laughed again, though this time it felt a little more nervous.
Sorry, that just slipped out.
Ben laughed in response. Kai, it's fine. It's more interesting than talking about the weather.
True. Why talk about rain when you can just talk about jerking off?
Kai's laugh was more relaxed this time, but Ben saw his hand slide along his pants again. Must be some kind of nervous tic. This time, though, the stretched fabric highlighted his bulge. Ben wondered if Kai had just tugged the pants a little more tightly this time, or if Kai had grown inside the boxer briefs he knew he was wearing beneath his chinos.
You're so right, Ben agreed.
He tried to think of an appropriate way to continue this topic, but came up with nothing. Silence filled the car again as rain continued to pound the windows and darkness fell around them. Ben wondered if it was still safe to push through. He had been forced to slow down a little more, now sitting around 90 kilometres per hour. It had pushed back his ETA to almost 10 p.m. now. It was doable. His hotel had late check-in, and his planned hookup could wait until tomorrow. But was it safe?
Pretty sketchy weather now. Kai leaned forward to peer through the rain.
I was just thinking that. If I didn't need to get you there, I'd probably stop somewhere pretty soon. Not the safest conditions.
Don't worry about me, bro. I already told my girl I was stuck, and I probably wouldn't be there till tomorrow.
You don't mind the delay? I'll pay for the motel, obviously.
I mean, if it's safer than driving through, it's up to you. You're the driver, your car.
Kai shrugged again, his laid-back attitude impressing Ben. All right, then. I'll call a place I've stayed at before in the next town. Ben hit the buttons on his dashboard, using his voice to prompt his phone call to the motel. After a brief discussion with the receptionist, he found they had a couple of rooms for tonight, but only double beds. Ben looked over at Kai, raising his eyebrows questioningly.
Again, bro, Kai said quietly. Better than the roadhouse bench.
Ben confirmed the booking and ended the call. Thanks for being chill about it, Kai.
No big deal. Not the first time I've shared a bed with a dude.
Ben wondered whether there was any deeper meaning behind that comment or if he was just being hopeful. Sweet, he replied. Border town is only 20 minutes away now, not far to go.
Cool. I think that was the bus's scheduled stop.
Stopping at both Canava and Border Town, eh? I guess they got to be safe.
Well, Canava wasn't exactly a scheduled stop.
Something go wrong?
You could say that.
Kai reached up and scratched the back of his neck. Ben couldn't help but notice how his hoodie lifted slightly, exposing a hint of the smooth toned skin beneath it.
You, ever beat off on the road, Ben?
All the time, Ben answered before he really had time to process how personal the question was.
Well, apparently it's frowned upon on a bus. Kai shrugged, adjusting himself in his chinos again.
Ben looked over and realized the pants were definitely a little tighter than before.
You got kicked off the bus for jerking off?
Ben laughed harder than he had in this entire trip so far. Harder than he had laughed in a long time.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it. My buddy dared me and I thought, why not? Never done it before, you know?
I get it. A long drive, a bit bored. Bet you got thinking about your girl waiting for you.
You got that right. Now don't mention it again, or it'll have the same effect as on the bus. And I don't know you that well yet, Ben.
Kai laughed and placed his hands on his lap. Ben assumed this was hiding the more obvious tent that was developing there. Ben smiled to himself and drove the rest of the way to the motel in silence. He thought about Kai, in his seat on the bus, slipping himself out through the zipper of the tight jeans he had been wearing. He imagined the smooth cock that Kai wrapped his fingers around as he subtly tried to get himself off without anyone noticing. Judging by the growth Ben could still see in Kai's chinos, it may have been the substantial size which meant that Kai had ultimately been caught.
Was that it, Ben?
Ben snapped his eyes to the road and to the sign Kai was pointing at as the car sped past it.
Shit. Yes, sorry. Lost in thought.
Ben checked his mirrors before pulling off the road. He flicked on his indicator and did a U-turn across the empty highway to head back toward the motel. He pulled in, parking as close as possible to the reception to avoid another run through the rain. After completing the check-in procedure, Ben returned to the car and drove through the full car park. Thankfully, there was a space remaining outside their assigned room, and the process of grabbing their essential items and walking from the car to the door didn't result in another soaking for either of them.
They managed to get us one with a queen bed, Ben informed Kai as he led the way into the room.
And that looks to be all there is in this room. Kai laughed as he surveyed the bare accommodation. A bed, a desk with a cheap office chair, and a solitary bedside table were present. There wasn't even a token kitchenette.
But of course, there's a cuck chair.
Ben laughed, noticing the single small armchair beside the bed.
As always, he agreed. It's pretty simple, but the beds have always been pretty comfortable.
Ben shrugged before making his way to the bathroom. He closed the door behind him and relieved himself. He thought back to how shamelessly Kai had stripped in front of him in the roadhouse in Canava, and then how openly he had admitted to jerking off on the bus. This kid wasn't shy, that was certain. He flushed and walked out of the bathroom to see Kai on all fours on the bed. He stopped in his tracks, taking in the sight of the young man presenting himself to him before he realized that his hand was fishing down beside the bedside table. With a grunt, Kai's body shifted before he turned around and lay back on the bed, his phone in his hand with the charging cable running from it.
Why do they always put the power points in the hardest to reach places?
He asked as he began scrolling on his phone. At least your side has a table. Ben grabbed his own charger from his bag and plugged it in, sitting on what Kai had jokingly titled the cuck chair. Lying next to Kai straight away might be a little too much.
You're right about the bed being comfortable, though.
Kai bounced a little before stretching and yawning.
I think I'm ready for a good night's sleep.
Ben watched again as Kai's languid movement pulled the hoodie up and revealed a hint of his bare skin. He had already seen him in his underwear, but Ben couldn't help but linger over every hint that Kai gave him. Ben had to remind himself that those hints were the result of shameless Gen Z confidence, not the kind of hints that awkwardly flirting millennials gave out. For a few minutes, each of them scrolled and tapped on their phones. Ben noticed Kai occasionally smile at the screen and occasionally adjust himself in his chinos. He found himself wondering if the attention Kai had been paying to his junk was the result of some messages from his girlfriend, and if maybe he hadn't finished what he had started on the bus. "I feel like I owe you something for this, Ben." Kai looked up from his phone, forcing Ben to look up from Kai's crotch. "What do you mean?" Ben forced his mind to stop wondering, especially since that phrase had featured in many videos that Ben had watched in his private time over the years. "You picked me up when I was stranded, driving me all the way to Adelaide, paying for this motel." Kai shrugged. "I should repay you something." "Don't be silly. It's a good deed I can do. And I was heading that way anyway, and would have stayed here because of the weather no matter what." Ben shrugged. "No, really. You've gone above and beyond." "No, honestly. You don't need to worry. The road to Adelaide is boring as fuck, and I didn't mind the company." "But..." Ben held up his hand. "All right. I will take the hilarious story of an 18-year-old getting kicked off a bus for jerking off as payment. That is a story I will be retelling to my friends for years." Kai's jaw dropped, and he blushed before he nodded slowly. "That's fair. To be honest, I probably will be too. And I'm 19, by the way." "Sorry." Ben clasped his hands together in exaggerated penance. He paused for a moment before asking, "Was it really a dare from your buddies?" "Yeah, we do that shit all the time." Kai regaled Ben with tales of his horny mates, from the time his friend Jez had done it on the Oval in high school, to the time Alex had been challenged to do it in an airplane bathroom on their trip to Bali just last year. Ben shifted in his seat as Kai continued with the many stories of the group's daring solo efforts. He was quickly becoming aroused by the idea of a group of mates so close and so horny that nothing was off the table. He lifted his leg onto the chair, hoping to hide the growth in his pants. Kai continued by telling Ben that his friend Neil had issued the challenge to Kai as soon as he had told the group he was taking a full-day bus trip, explaining that getting caught meant he had to pay for dinner the next time the group got together. "But the worst part," Kai concluded, "is that I didn't even get to finish." "Well, I assume you didn't finish on the bus if the driver kicked you off." Ben laughed, subtly adjusting himself. "But you had time at the roadhouse." "Did you see the state of the cubicles at that place?" Kai grimaced. "I didn't even want to get changed in there." Ben nodded in agreement, understanding that maybe he wasn't so shameless about getting undressed in front of a stranger. "So it's been a fucking effort to control this thing all day, let me tell you." Kai laughed, adjusting himself a little more openly now. "I get it." Ben allowed himself a little more freedom to watch Kai's movements. "The bathroom here is clean," he suggested. "That's true. Might have to before bed, I reckon. Especially if my girl keeps messaging me." Kai started tapping on his phone again. This time, he made little effort to hide the bulge in his chinos. Ben could tell that he wasn't soft, and allowed himself a proper look at how the fabric was filled. The idea of this young man pleasuring himself on the other side of that thin wall sent a ripple of arousal through Ben as he watched the bulge grow in front of his eyes. Ben's own dick was growing along with it, his arousal and his temptation increasing. "Fuck it. You mind if I do it now?" Kai asked. "I'm surprised you're asking for permission." Ben chuckled. "Well, mainly checking that you weren't planning on having a shower." Kai smiled and then nodded to Ben's trousers, to where he wasn't hiding his bulge as well as he had thought. "Or doing the same yourself?" Shit. It was Ben's turn to blush and he had nothing else to say. "It's all good, man. I've noticed you peeking as you drove. I take it as a compliment, don't worry." Kai stood from the bed, his genuine smile spreading across his face again, reassuring Ben that he meant what he said. Kai stood beside the bed now, an obvious erection in his pants. Ben sat on the other side in his chair, making less of an effort to hide himself. "So, who's going to go first?" Kai asked, breaking the tense silence. Ben smiled, an idea suddenly forming in his mind. a combination of Kai's admitted openness and his previous comment about being indebted to Ben. "Actually," Ben started, his own pulse rising now, "I've thought of a way that you can repay me." A look of panic filled Kai's face. "Oh, Ben, sorry, bro. I'm grateful, but I'm not into that kind of thing. I'll see what cash I've got, but your dick is your own dick, man. I can't..." "Oh, no. No, I didn't mean that." Ben spoke quickly to reassure Kai. "I meant, maybe..." Ben's confidence in his proposal was slipping as Kai nervously shuffled from one foot to the other. "I meant that maybe you just let me watch." "Holy shit." Kai relaxed a little, letting out a sigh. "I suddenly thought I was in one of those pornos or those creepy old gay guy situations." Kai put his hands on his knees and took a couple of deep breaths before righting himself. He locked eyes with Ben and smiled again. "Fuck it." He stepped back towards the bed, removing his hoodie and exposing the young, lean torso beneath. "You basically saved my life," Kai said before sliding his chinos off, revealing the hard cock now stretching his boxer briefs. He flopped back onto the bed, and Ben noticed a drop of pre-cum already wetting the grey fabric. Both men were quiet for a moment. It was a new experience for Ben, and he assumed a first for Kai. Neither really knew what to do next. "So, should I just start?" Kai asked, a hint of nerve still present in his voice. "Anything particular you want to see?" Ben thought for a moment. There was a lot he wanted to see Kai do, now that the entirety of his near-nude form was laying in front of him, but he knew he couldn't push the young straight guy too far. "You just do what you normally do." Ben hoped his smile came across as reassuring rather than leering. Kai slid a hand over his boxers. "Okay, but that might not take long." "That's fine." Ben relaxed into the chair, lightly rubbing his own bulge through his pants. He felt his dick leak into his briefs as Kai slowly massaged his length beneath the fabric. Ben wanted badly to reach into his own trousers and do the same, but pushing any further with this suddenly nervous young man might ruin the potentially great show he was about to receive. A soft moan escaped Kai's lips before he slid a hand into the waistband of his underwear. He lifted his hips slightly and slid them down his long, toned legs, drawing Ben's eye. With a soft and slightly wet slap, Kai's cock fell against his belly. Ben looked quickly to Kai's crotch, taking in the sight now revealed to him. The light glinting off the drop of pre-cum that sat on the head caught Ben's eye first, before he slowly took his time to admire the young, virile erection in front of him. Kai's balls sat on his muscular thighs, big and clearly freshly shaved for the drought-breaking visit to his girlfriend. Ben wandered his eyes over the thick base of Kai's cock, noting the neatly trimmed hair around it. The shaft tapered slightly, drawing Ben's gaze up along the shaft. Kai's foreskin peeled back slightly, exposing the deeper shade of his bulging head that now shone with the spread of pre-cum. Ben gulped. The sight was as beautiful as it was unexpected. The younger man wrapped his fingers around his cock now, slowly sliding them along the length. The movement caused the skin to envelop the head, and as Kai moved his hands down again, he exposed more of the crown, and a slight shiver ran over his body. He repeated the movement, breathing softly with each stroke. Ben's cock continued to leak in his trousers, but he left it untouched. After a few long, slow strokes, Kai dropped his hand by his side and let out a deep sigh. Ben watched as Kai's dick, now lying flat against his smooth belly, pulsed in time with his elevated heart rate. Kai's chest rose and fell with shallow breaths, but Ben could tell he was trying to slow himself down as he lay back and closed his eyes. "Phew, I knew it wouldn't take long, but I'm kind of on the edge already." Kai's voice was soft, a mix of nerves and arousal. Ben gulped before speaking. "It's up to you, Kai. Come if you want." Kai's eyes opened and locked onto his hard cock. The shine of pre-cum remained on his half-exposed head. The younger man reached out and slowly ran a finger around the edge of the skin that wrapped his head. he moaned softly as he did so, and Ben was sitting close enough to see a run of goosebumps spread over his young, smooth skin. Ben couldn't stop himself from licking his lips. "Fuck," Kai whispered before wrapping his fingers around his shaft again. He resumed stroking, and straight away Ben could tell there was more purpose behind his movements. Kai shuddered and moaned again, clearly embracing the pleasure. He paused for just a moment before gripping his cock. This time he stroked quickly. Ben knew he had given up on waiting. The young man laid out before him was headed to the finish line. Each stroke covered the length of Kai's cock, his fist wrapping his shaft and sliding his skin back to expose all of his wet head before sliding it back up. Every upward movement seemed to send a shudder over Kai as he worked his stiff dick, but he continued, squirming on the bed as he moved closer and closer to his climax. A grunt escaped Kai as his body tensed. Ben's eyes flew over the rigid muscles, from his strong shoulders down to his curled toes. "Holy shit!" Kai gasped before he grunted and his head fell back into the pillow. Ben leant forward, eager to ensure the best view of what was about to happen. "Fuck!" Kai's last word echoed off the walls as Ben watched his balls rise and his cock pulse. The first shot fired hard and high, seemingly floating in the air before landing squarely between the young man's pecs. Kai's body shook again, and the next shot fired even harder. Grunts and moans escaped the young man as his orgasm tore through him. His body jolted as his cock pulsed, firing shot after shot of young cum all over the smooth body laid out in the motel bed. Kai's hand continued to work as he found his ecstasy, only slowing as the last drops of seed fell from his slit. With a long sigh, Kai slid his fingers to the base of his cock before his body shook again. "Damn it, that was..." Kai paused to catch his breath. "That was intense." Ben shifted back in the chair, the sight of the young man's powerful orgasm, so fully and openly displayed, had him lost for words. "I don't think I've ever come that hard," Kai continued, running his eyes over his own body. "Some got in my hair." Ben's eyes also wandered over Kai, hoping to commit the sight to memory. The dim light glinted off the load of cum spread all over the young man's body, from the drop in his hair down to the seed sliding down his shaved balls. As he looked back up towards Kai's face, he realized the young man was looking right at him. Ben felt like he was caught and blushed. "Was that okay?" Kai asked with a smile. "More than okay." Ben could barely get the words out. "Sorry it was quick." "It was quite a sight." Ben managed a smile. Kai looked over his body again, sliding a finger over the mess on his stomach. "Mind getting me a towel?" he asked. Ben stood, painfully aware of how obvious the tent in his trousers was, and of the likelihood of a wet patch being visible to Kai. He walked to the bathroom and grabbed the first towel he could find. Stepping back to the bed, he passed it to Kai, who began wiping himself clean. I think I'm going to need a shower." Kai took one more swipe over his balls and let the towel fall beside him. "Do you, want the room to yourself for a bit?" The younger man nodded to the stiff presence Ben had no chance of hiding. "Please." Ben blushed again. "But this won't take long as well. I'll be done before you finish your shower." Kai slid off the bed and stood beside Ben. "I'll take that as a compliment." Ben inhaled the scent from the young man as he walked past him to the bathroom, a mix of sweat and cum, and that further fueled his arousal. Kai shut the door behind him, and Ben turned back to the bed. Kai had left the towel he had used to wipe up with on the mattress, and Ben knew what he needed to do. He stepped forward slightly and picked it up, noticing straight away how much of the fabric was covered in Kai's load. The smell hit him immediately, and he brought the towel to his nose as he heard the water turn on in the shower. Ben took a deep inhale, taking in Kai's aromas as he used his other hand to unbutton his trousers and slide down his fly. A single thumb hooked into the waistband of both his trousers and his briefs, and in one quick move he slid them down, his dick popping up and sticking straight out from his body. He sighed at the long-awaited release of his hardness. Swapping the towel into his other hand, he wrapped the fingers of his preferred right hand around his shaft. He moaned as the immediate pleasure spread across his body. He was right to tell Kai that this wouldn't take long. He could already feel the stirring in his balls. After one more deep breath in, Ben spread the towel out on the mattress in front of him. He reached down, gripping his balls with his left hand as he increased the pace of his stroking. A shudder passed through him, and he stifled a moan. Closing his eyes, he pictured Kai still laying on the bed in front of him. He pictured the thick cock in his hand, saw him working it. Ben stroked himself more intently as he recalled the image of Kai's body tensing and the goosebumps spreading over his body. With a few more fast strokes, Ben's orgasm hit him. He had little time to prepare. His legs tensed and a short grunt filled the room as his cock pulsed in his hand. He opened his eyes as the first of his shots fired, spraying over the towel spread out before him. He continued to grunt as his climax surged through his body and his load sprayed from him and joined Kai's seed on the motel towel. Ben held his cock still as the last of his cum fell from it, adding his last contribution to the shared cum rag. He let out a deep sigh as his body finally relaxed. His legs shook and he turned himself just enough to fall into the chair by the bed, relaxing in the post-orgasmic come-down, his pants still around his ankles. He closed his eyes and allowed himself a moment to contemplate what had just happened as his cock wilted against his thigh. The sound of the bathroom door shook Ben from his reverie. "Damn, you weren't kidding," Kai exclaimed, a towel wrapped around his waist and a post-shower sheen still present on his body. "Smells like my bedroom in here now." Ben moved to cover himself up. "Don't worry about it, bro," Kai shrugged. "You think I haven't seen dude's junk before? Get comfortable." Ben paused before sliding his pants off completely. He felt a drop of cum release from his now soft dick and spread across his leg. "I'm going to let you sort that towel out, though, Ben. That's all yours now." Kai walked around the bed and sat on the side not contaminated by the cum-soaked towel. "That's fair." Ben stood up and grabbed the towel, wrapping it in on itself and tossing it on the bathroom floor. He stepped in and relieved himself before walking back into the bedroom to find Kai stretched out nude on the bed. "I sleep nude, by the way. Figured that would be okay, considering." Ben smiled before sliding his shirt over his head and moving onto his side of the bed. "More than okay." "Just don't get sus on me, okay?" Kai laughed. "I mean, any more sus." Kai slipped under the blankets and Ben turned the light off before doing the same, both of them falling quickly into a sound sleep. Thanks for listening to another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. Feel free, if you're reading this on Substack or on my website, to let me know in the comments what you thought of the story. If you enjoy these stories, you can use the link to join the Discord server. You can also join my Patreon to further support the podcast. I'd like to thank the new patrons who've signed up in the last month: Angus, Jack, David, Jean, Reed, Devlin, and Jan. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you enjoy the content. There'll be an extra exclusive story coming your way shortly. Thanks for listening to another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. Make sure you leave a review if you enjoy the podcast and get in touch on the Discord server with other fans of my writing.